To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. I'm Rudy Maxa, and this portion of the program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Now, if you've ever stayed at a premium hotel, you know the mattresses are often excellent and provide a great night's sleep. Matter of fact, they're so good at premium hotels, you might be tempted to find a way to smuggle them out the door when you leave. Well, without any of that fuss, you can now get the most awarded mattress brand in 2021 shipped right to your home and save up to $200. Helix has created several different high-quality, all-American-made mattresses to fit your particular style of sleep. They've got soft, medium, and firm mattresses that will keep you cool, even if you sleep hot. So if you do one thing this weekend, take their 2-minute online quiz to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress just for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and you'll save $200. Plus, you'll get a 10-year warranty and a 100-day free trial. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, as usual. Well, think about this word, the Midwest of the United States. Now, if you're not from the Midwest, people think that sort of sounds bland, doesn't it? I mean, what's in the Midwest other than Chicago? Well, for our Right Stuff segment this week, comedian and author Charlie Behrens joins us because he's written an entire very funny book about the region in which he grew up. He's a Wisconsin boy. And he can do the accent and also explain to you why where you went to high school in the Midwest often counts more than where you went to college, what Midwest nice actually means, and a kaleidoscope of other details beyond the movie Fargo that'll keep you laughing, especially if you're not from the Midwest but find yourself living in the middle of it as I do now in St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Charlie. Nice to have you aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. The book is called The Midwest Survival Guide, subtitled How We Talk, Love, Work, Drink, and Eat Everything with Ranch. That would be ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah. Everything's better ranch, you know, just like everything's better deep fried.
Now, are you going to do this interview in that accent or your Wisconsin accent?
You know what? I actually wasn't even thinking I was in. You're saying I don't have enough of an accent now, right?
No, you don't. Because I've heard you do it. We'll talk about what's on YouTube in a moment, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, I mean, there's really two Charlies, going on in my head at each time. You know, I was in the news business for a while, and so you kind of had to suppress it. So I got a voice coach. But the thing is, I just kept saying, like, you know, like I was in Texas doing the news, right? And it was hot out, so I wanted to make sure everyone, like, stayed inside and got to a bubbler. Because in Wisconsin, a bubbler is, you know, a device used to drink water. But if you go down to Texas, a bubbler is a device used to smoke the devil's lettuce. So, you know, even though you can change the accent coming out of your mouth, it's always in your head. So you can leave Wisconsin, but it'll never leave you. That's kind of the deal. But, you know, if I have a couple brandies this morning, it's going to come right out the accent as if it's not.
Yeah, that would happen, wouldn't it? That would happen, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a little fun. Why, and I have found this when I moved to St. Paul 20 years ago, where everybody went to high school is so darn important. What's with that?
I think, because everyone wants to know, oh, geez, where are you from? Oh, down there in Cudahy. No kidding. Who, did you go to the school down? Y'all, did you? Okay, did you have Mr. Sulin? You know, I think everyone wants to, like, get hyper-specific to where they're from or, you know, it's not just where you went to high school either. It's like, oh, is that filling station still over there or not? And what church? Was it St. Paul's? Yeah, St. Paul. And his father, Tom O'Malley. He's still here kidding me. Honest to Pete.
All right, let's talk about Midwest nice. We call it Minnesota nice here, but you've expanded to all of the Midwest. I find it means passive-aggressive, frankly, because when I moved here, somebody who wasn't from here said, listen, everybody here is really nice in Minnesota. They'll give you directions to anywhere except their own home.
Well, no, I have a different experience with it. And, you know, although that's a great line. I wish I thought of that. But I think my experience is more so once they'll invite you right to their home and then they won't let you leave, you know,
well,
and it's, that's where you get the Midwest goodbye going.
The long goodbye. Talk about the long goodbye.
Well, the long goodbye is sort of an extension of Midwest Nice, and I don't want to dodge that question either because I think they both come from the same place. It's like, you know, the first of all, there's 12 steps to a proper Midwest goodbye, and, you know, you have to start that goodbye before you enter the home, you know, and everybody knows the first step. You slap your knee and you say, well, you know, I suppose it's about that time, and then you're handed a beer given the tour. But I think that, you know, it all comes from the desire to get out of purgatory, or I mean, the desire to just be nice at the end of the day. I think it's a purgatory thing, if I'm being honest with
you. Well, then when they do say goodbye, they follow you all the way to the end of the driveway and wave till you're out of sight, no matter what the weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that, too. And that's if you can get out of the driveway before they stick their head in your car like it's reverse drive-through, making sure you're... Your oil light's not on and your gas is up to speed.
Your book covers all kinds of things, you know, romance, Midwest style, job. One of the things under jobs is don't ever get caught sleeping on the job. And if you do, you write this. Tell them you were up late getting Ms. Johnson's truck out of the ditch, because everybody knows Ms. Johnson and everybody knows she's got a truck.
Yeah, well, you know, and tell me that's not true. I dare you.
It is true. Charlie Barron's new book is available now wherever books are sold. It's A Guide to the Midwest. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Watch out for here.
All right. Bye-bye.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.